friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guardians right now, they are in the division. Well, they've always been in the AL Central for a very long time, but they are six games back of the Detroit Tigers. We are only 1.5 games back of the wild card of the American League. I'm more worried about the wild card. Just get me in. We'll focus on everything else. It'd be nice to come back and win the division. I think it'd be a lot of fun considering the hell that we were in just last month. It'd be a blast, but I just want to get into the postseason. I think it feels to a certain degree, and I want to see if Jim Costa and John Jansen agree with me on this. Or anything, there's a question of the panic for the Tigers. They have not played great baseball here over the last month and a half. And I think maybe the Tigers might be thinking more about the Guardians than the Guardians are thinking about the Tigers right now. But here's Jim Costa.
I would say we're on the edge of panic, collectively. He said a six-game lead with 50 to go is still big.
It is still big. This on the heels of what the Tigers did last year. Yeah. You need two teams to perform at the end of the year the way that they have it all season long.
Yeah, look, they didn't do enough at the deadline. I don't think they're a serious World Series contender. They didn't conduct themselves as such. From that standpoint, sure, I'm panicked that they're going to waste what was a great first half of the season and they won't contend for a World Series. I'm not panicking about losing this division. And that doesn't mean I'm blind to what's going on. We gave people the numbers. They've dropped six of the last seven series.
Audio courtesy 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. See, I remember having the same conversation, Lima, with you and Owen last year where it's like, hey, when do you start to get a little bit pensive here? Where does the number have to go in the division for you to get pensive? When it was at six, when you still have a week of baseball, I remember that was my number, like a week of baseball, plus you have that off day, so six is a week. A week of baseball, I think you're still comfortable. But honestly, I'm not thinking about the Tigers. I'm not thinking about chasing down Detroit and winning the division. If they do it, great. I'm trying to get to the wild card spot where the Red Sox, the Mariners, and the Yankees are, and trying to get there, especially because I know that the strength of schedule has changed a little bit, but these are still a lot of teams that you should go out there and rock and be able to have a chance to go back to the postseason. And I think that would be a hell of an accomplishment considering what we've been talking about with this team here over the last several months.
We said once they got buried in such a hole and it looked like their season was over, I think most of us, we all sat there and said, all right, this season's probably a wrap. Let's get the kids up. I mean, I think that was almost a unanimous sentiment. And now I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, maybe Owen was right. Owen was the one guy that did not, I say near unanimous because Owen was the one guy who didn't give up on him, especially because they had that little surge right before the end of the first half,
yeah,
right?
They won 6-7 right before the All-Star.
Yeah, break. So I think that you're now looking at a team that absolutely has the pitching rotation to get it done if they stay healthy. The bullpen, while it's never going to be as dominant as it was last year or when they had Andrew Miller at the end of 2016, with those two caveats, this bullpen, I think by and large, has the opportunity to get it done. And now you're just looking for anything offensively. So the roadmap is there. When they lost 10 in a row, and no team looks good when you lose 10 in a row, just ask the Mets fans right now how they feel about their team and their $340 million payroll. By the way,
it's getting larger.
I know, it's $380 million. By the way, it is funny. I'm listening to that clip in Detroit, and I'm like, is anybody thrilled with their baseball team? Is anybody thrilled? Because they're saying we didn't do anything at the deadline. I'm like, oh, hey, that join Cleveland Sports Talk Radio.
We said anybody.
And then move over to the Mets. Are they happy with their team right now? Hell, the Dodgers fans aren't thrilled that they didn't pull off a Stephen Kwan trade. I'm like, boy, baseball, just nobody's thrilled.
Got to tell you.
No matter what your payroll is, nobody's happy. The Yankees fans, they're miserable.
The only fan base I think is having any fun, judging by any of the news I read and any of the video I see, is Seattle. That's like the only fan base I think that is having any fun whatsoever. I don't know if you saw a different fan base. No. I think, though, this is why I'm more focused on the wild card than anything. You got a run coming up here, and you always play the schedule game. I mean, they're talking 50 to go. We're talking 50 to go. Miami's bad. Arizona, not good. They sold. Texas, where they're at right now, I mean, they're kind of in the thick of it right with you. I think they're only 1.5 games back right now. So that one, at the end of August, you have this run here where it's a sneaky, tough run. You have Texas, which is in the thick of things.
They're right with you.
You have Tampa Bay. They are right with you. Okay. You have Tampa Bay, who's kind of in, kind of out. They're 4.5 out. Then you have Seattle and Boston, who are right there, 1 and 2 mm-hmm. for the wild card spot. So you have chances to make up. And I'm more, that's where I'm just more concerned. I don't really, do we see, we don't see Detroit until September 16th. Yeah. Exact. September 16th, you have two series, one beginning 16th through the 18th.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other one, 23rd through the 25th. So I don't have very many chances with Detroit other than two quick series. This one.
That's where I disagree with you. You actually have more chances with Detroit than the people that you, because your head-to-head games are two games, essentially, right? You win and they lose. In the wild card chase, you can win all you want. If everybody else is winning, you make up no ground on it. It's just a smaller number to get to.
But
right?
It's true. Exactly. That's why I'm more concerned with that. It's only 1.5, and I have both Seattle and Boston on that list, where Boston is 2.5 up. Well, the Mariners are 1.5 up right now.
I do want to point out, though, everybody has, I shouldn't say everybody. I've heard a lot of people saying, you know, well, Detroit's just going through their slump now. You went through your slump, and now Detroit is going through theirs. I would say, though, look at who they're playing and look at who the Guardians played when the Guardians went through their slump. The Guardians were playing teams over 500, which, Anthony, you've pointed out that's who they struggled with. Well, they don't have many of those teams left, right?
That's spicy.
They've played all these teams already.
Yeah.
The Tigers got swept by the Pirates, who they lost the first game to Paul Skeens, and it's hard to beat Paul Skeens. But then you get swept by the Pirates. They just lost. We played Minnesota this weekend, who had just traded off their whole team, right? They lost 1 of 4 to Minnesota. But they still won the series, right? Detroit went out and won one game against Minnesota, a team that has raised the flag on the season already. They're losing to inferior opponents. The Guardians, for the most part, have not done that yet.
The Mets series, I think the Mets series, you want to talk about turning heads. I think the Mets series turned heads. Minnesota's not good. Colorado's not good. Mets series winning 3 in a row against the Mets, doing it the way they did. Obviously, with Gavin Williams and the near no-hitter, I think that that does turn a lot of heads. We got more Guardians coming up here in a little bit. 216-474-0092. Finally, somebody outside of Cleveland said this, because Lima, you and I said this. I believe Nick and Jonathan said this. And maybe just Nick, but I don't want to misquote anybody on that one. But you were steadfast with me on this. But when we're in Cleveland, you guys just have Stockholm syndrome. You guys don't know any better. You're just Cleveland fans. Okay, well, thank God Dan Orlovsky said this.
Will everybody stop with the Shedeur Sanders is being set up to fail narrative? Who do you want to start the game? It's preseason week one. First option, Joe Flacco. He's played for like 20 years. He's not going to start preseason week one. The next two options would be a Kenny Pickett or a Dylan Gabriel. Both are dealing with hamstring injuries. Neither has practiced a ton recently. If they've done anything, I believe it's been 7-on-7. Who do you want to start the game? The next two options are Shedeur and Snoop Huntley. Shador's been there. Snoop Huntley just got there. So while Shedeur may not have had reps with the ones, what else do you want them to do in Cleveland? It's an opportunity for him. It may not be the ideal opportunity. Very rarely is it for a fifth round pick, but it's an opportunity for him to go out there and do in a game what many have reported he's done in practice. Stop with the set up to fail narrative.
Audio courtesy Darren Orlovsky on X. By the way, Twitter action is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, 653 in 7 seconds for those scoring at home. I needed somebody else to say that outside of Cleveland like here, because you and me saying it just wasn't getting through. He does have a massive fan base. This isn't the first massive fan base we've ever dealt with. People are like, oh, Cleveland media is not ready. It's like, guys, we have Baker. I had Johnny. Like, we're kind of used to this. But they didn't believe.
We're more used to it than anybody, any other team. We are the team with the owner that allegedly has done this every time. So what are you talking about?
It was nuts to me where, like, the Browns are diabolical for doing this. This is a hostage situation, which was thrown out by, what, Hugh Douglas on ESPN yesterday?
Yeah.
And I'm going, please, for the love of God, somebody who is in Bristol or Los Angeles or New York, for the love of God, do you not see? Like, hey, they might mess it up, but they are going to mess it up by accident. They're not going to screw them on purpose, Tone.
No, obviously not. And look, if you're looking for ideal, well, how many ideal situations are there in the preseason in general? Okay, what, maybe Joe Burrow had an ideal situation yesterday, but 95% of the quarterbacks starting preseason games, especially the guys that are buried on the depth chart, like, it's not going to be an ideal situation. You're not going to get Jerry Jeudy tonight, unfortunately. That is a bummer. I will say I would have really loved, I don't care that he hasn't really practiced with Jeudy. I do know they've thrown, you know, after practice at times and before practice. I would have loved to see that, because just Jerry Judy's the one guy that has that playmaking capability that I think we could have had some fun with tonight. So that is a bummer for me. I understand it, but it is a bummer. But no, if you're looking for ideal in the preseason, then what league have you been watching? And then it kind of shows that people really don't watch preseason games or analyze it.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.